It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is Pete Hoff with you on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN, as I take you all the way to 6 a.m. when Richard Neer takes over. And last night, the loss by the New York Yankees again confirms that the locker room is fractured. And why, you may say? Because what happened with Gleyber Torres getting pulled? Why did Gleyber Torres get pulled? Oh, because he didn't run out of what could have been a double. Really? Because how many times have we seen New York Yankees not hustle? Whether it's Giancarlo Stanton over the years, whether it's a Josh Donaldson over the years, we can go up and down this roster and see players not hustling in certain spots, but not getting benched, not getting warned, nothing, no conversation. But yet Gleyber Torres gets a hit. Listen, he watches it. How many other people watch it? Juan Soto watches everything he does. But yet, no one else gets reprimanded. No one else gets benched. And yet, the reason for it today, or yesterday, I should say, the reason for it yesterday was because Marcus Stroman was on the mound and he was struggling. And he couldn't handle Gleyber Torres not running out a ball that hits off the wall and should have been a double. And he goes out there and he completely craps the bed in that third inning and gives runs back. And that's the thing with Marcus Stroman is he gets easily unraveled. He didn't start the game off well, but on top of that, you see him go out there after an inning where the Yankees could have scored more runs. They could have put more runs on the board, at least tied the game for Marcus Stroman. Listen, I won't tell you, I will never deny Marcus Stroman is a warrior on the mound. He will go out there and battle. No matter what, whether he has it or he doesn't, he will go out there and battle. But on the other hand, too, he gets unraveled very easily. And he puts blame on other people. He's done this before with Gleyber Torres back in Toronto when he tried to turn a double play and he couldn't throw the ball fast enough. And Aaron Judge, if you recall, Aaron Judge went to Marcus Stroman and said, "We don't do that here. We don't show up our players." Well, you want to know what? Marcus Stroman did not show up Gleyber Torres. But what he probably did was talk to Booney and say, if I'm out, Torres got to be out. Because that was a run for me. That would have helped us out. And whether it was done immediately, whether it was done prior, if Gleyber Torres doesn't help this team out, I want to see some sort of repercussion. I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't be surprised going forward if Gleyber Torres doesn't play a game when Marcus Stroman pitches. I wouldn't be surprised. Because guess what? We've already been told that that Gleyber Torres is already going back to and playing today. Boone already confirmed it. He'll be playing. He'll be in the lineup. Oh, really? So then what did he do wrong? The reason why he got thrown out at the plate was because Rojas sent him. So he got a hit. Was he going to guarantee to be safe at second? No. He gets thrown out at home, and all of a sudden now we bench him. We bench him. And my favorite part, after listening to listening to Boone and listening to Torres and Stroman, no, nothing was asked about Stroman and Torres, because I think everyone already knows that there's an issue there. But then hearing Aaron Judge and to say, quote unquote, that Torres is a leader in the clubhouse, whoo, I am lost. If that is the case, if Gleyber Torres is a leader in the clubhouse, that is why this team is fractured. Because you could see already that a guy like Marcus Stroman and doesn't get along with a guy like Gleyber Torres. Doesn't work out. It's not working out. He doesn't see the same sort of battle that he puts out every time he's on the mound. He doesn't see that hustle. He doesn't see. Listen, Gleyber Torres clearly has talent. Clearly does. But it's not good enough if he's not putting the effort in to other people. So that's why he's got benched. I'm telling you right now. That is why Gleyber Torres got benched, because Marcus Stroman is soft, but the whole team is soft. It just continues from back in Baltimore, from everything that's gone on, whether it's Boston, Baltimore, you go through these series where they just, once they get punched, they don't punch back. They just don't. Now, does that mean that they're not going to make the playoffs? No, they're going to make the playoffs. They have two of the best players in baseball in Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, who, by the way, will never be benched for not hustling out something. And it's funny because David Wells was on with BT and Sal a couple weeks ago, and he came on air and had explained about his issues with Joe Torre, about how he was treated unfairly and differently than other players like Andy Pettitte and some other pitchers, or Roger Clemens or whomever it was. He was treated differently and unfairly compared to other players on the team. Well, here we go. Here we go. Gleyber Torres doesn't hustle something out. He's benched. It's an inning after the fact. It's after Stroman blows up that inning. It's after Stroman gives up four more runs. So he gets benched after the fact. He gets the hit, doesn't score. Stroman goes back out there, gives up four more runs. At the end of the inning, Torres is benched. So he still goes out there and plays defense. And the whole reason why was because, well, I don't want to ambush Cabrera and make him go in there. He's a professional. I think he's a professional. I think he can go out there and play. What happened if Torres gets hurt or got hurt? You'd put Cabrera out there, or you'd get Torres, stay out there one more inning, please, because we're not sure. You know, we want to give Cabrera. We don't want to just hijack him and just throw him out there. Make it make sense. But again, this team is not destined for great things because of the clubhouse issues. Because of that fracture. No matter how many games they win off of Aaron Judge and Juan Soto's back, it's still not going to be good enough because you don't have a team gelling. You just don't. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. You always hit me up at Hoff WFAN. Check me out. Also, don't forget the Odyssey app and the rewind button. If you miss anything at all, go check it out. But that is why this locker room is fractured. And I don't know if it's going to be able to be fixed in time for the playoffs. You got too many players, because this is not new for Gleyber Torres. We've been talking about this forever with Gleyber Torres, about the lack of hustle, about, you know, just it, how, you know, he doesn't turn plays the way we want him to. He doesn't, you know, again, like I said, lack of hustle. He goes into these spurts right now. He's not who he was when he first came into the league hitting 38 home runs. He's never shown that power again. He's had spurts of it, but not even close to 38 home runs. And Gleyber Torres is taking the brunt of it because other people have issues.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
That's the problem. Gleyber Torres is a scapegoat for the New York Yankees, and I'm tired of it. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't be upset that he didn't hustle to second base. Okay, yeah, maybe don't watch the ball. But everybody else does it. Everybody else does it. And we're going to sit there and say, Gleyber Torres, you can't watch your home run. He missed it. Yeah, it was short. How many times do we see that a year? All the time. Would we prefer him to be hustling? Of course. But now you can't make the mistake of trying to make up for that by sending him on a hit, a double from Volpe, and trying to make him score from first base. I mean, there's so many flaws with that inning of sending him, of Torres not going to second originally, of sending him home, of letting him go back out there to play defense, of Stroman just being a shell of himself today, and then pulling Torres. There were so many issues all bundled in one. And then, but guess what? Reminder, Aaron Judge says, Gleyber Torres is a leader in the clubhouse. 888-808-1019. Again, make it make sense. Either way, this team is fractured right now, and I don't see there being a solution. Matt is in Woodstock. What's up, Matt? How are we doing?
Pete, how are you doing, my man?
I'm good, brother.
Listen, you're preaching right now. I think every Yankee fan who's either on board with what you're saying or confused about the Yankees needs to listen to you and understand how bad and lazy they've gotten. I really want to know when you think that switched over, because I remember looking back, I mean, 2-3 years ago, and if they went down, I had full confidence that they'd be back. They'd make a full comeback every single game, you know? And
yeah.
I want to know where you think that, where that changed, because it's ridiculous at this point. It really is.
Again, this has been a couple years now. It's not this year. I'll tell you this much.
Right.
They've added players that continue to add to that issue, plus the fact that Boone, and this is not Boone's fault. Boone is, I've always said this, he is the face of the team, but he is not really the disciplinarian. He's not going to go in there and try to cause chaos. He's there to just kind of almost be like the therapist.
Mediator.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. Every interview he does is the same thing. Is the same over and over. Oh, the guys are going to come around. You know, they're going to get hot. They're swinging, but they're having good at bats. You're right. It's almost automatic, like he's a robot, and he's not adding to it, or it can interfere. Correct.
Yeah. And the problem is, it's been going on for, listen, I love Giancarlo Stanton, but even I could sit there and say that when the guy's not hustling to home plate and getting tagged out and looking like he's basically just walking home, it's embarrassing. But they let that go because, well, you know, G's had injury issues. Well, then he shouldn't be on the field.
Exactly. Right. He can't run faster than a jog. He should not be on the base pass. I agree more than anything. You need to write a book, Pete.
No, I'm not that good. I barely can talk. I write a book. What are you kidding me, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, more people need to tune in then because you just nail it on the head every single time for me. I appreciate it, Matt. Amazing.
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much for the phone call. Let's go to Kelvin and T-Neck. What's going on?
What's going on, man? How's it going?
Good. What's up?
I was a little confused. I know you're like people are upset about Torres not running to second base. I have no problem with Boone benching him. Let me just say that up right now. But it has to start somewhere. Because I know you said that other people have been doing it and stuff like that. I get all of that. But it has to start somewhere because this team has been hot the last couple of games. You know, they look like they're trying to turn it around. So I have no problem with him doing it. And I know you mentioned, I'm tired of Torres being the scapegoat, but it has to be, unfortunately, it has to start with someone. And he's the easiest person for you.
Well, don't worry, Manny. I got it already. You can't say that, though, Kelvin. I appreciate it. He said don't mess around, but he used a stronger term. It's okay. But yeah, the point that Kelvin was trying to make was, you can't mess around, and you have to have a scapegoat. It's okay that it's Gleyber Torres. You know, it is what it is. But I disagree. You need to treat everyone the same way. Because guess what? I mean, Marcus Stroman acts like a jerk sometimes on the field and off the field. Listen, again, that's also a part of his fiery self. But he gets into it, and he says it stuff, and he talks a lot. And it, not for nothing, but because he does that, should we pull him off too? No, we don't. We let him go out there and try to get through it. If you're telling me that Gleyber Torres has done it too much this year, of him, you know, looking at a ball that he's hit, has he done it that much? Has he done it so many times that have cost the Yankees games? That's just selecting someone and saying, Gleyber, you're the easiest one to go after. And that, to me, is unfair. And here's the other thing, too, is everyone's convinced that Gleyber Torres is not coming back here. I'll tell you this much. He is a fan favorite of one person. Aaron Judge. Again, leader in the clubhouse. And Aaron Judge has made points of backing Gleyber Torres many, many times. He's come up with Gleyber Torres. They seem like they're friends. Sounds very familiar to a Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil type of thing. So don't sit here and think that Gleyber Torres is gone because you want him gone or because he hasn't performed as well as you wanted to perform. I mean, hell, last year when Aaron Judge was hurt, who was the only player that was performing consistently? Gleyber Torres. This has not been a good year for him. It's not been a good walk year. I'm not going to deny that. But I'm not also going to deny the fact that the kid's talented. He is. And he's still young. He's not 30 years old. He's just getting into his prime. So you want to make him the scapegoat? How about making the guy, Juan Soto, the guy that you traded for, the guy that's going to make $500+ million a year. What, are we going to just sit here and watch him over the next 10 to 15 years hit balls? You know, when he's at his element, what is he doing? He's cocky. He's aggressive. He's watching everything. So are we going to sit there and say, it's Juan Soto, we could do it. And now we're paying him a buttload of money, so it's okay? Let me have that same energy when he starts doing that. If the Yankees pay him, that's what I want. I want the same exact energy of what you're doing to Gleyber Torres, to Juan Soto. How about when Aaron Judge this season wasn't hitting a lick? In the beginning of the season, in the beginning of the year, he was terrible. Okay? I want that same energy. Nope. It's about Gleyber Torres. It's always about Gleyber Torres. It's the team. Gleyber Torres represents the Yankees. Maybe that's the issue. Maybe that's why everyone's so pissed about Gleyber Torres, is he is what the Yankees are. And that's a team that doesn't fight. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. You can always hit me up at HoffWFAN. Coming up, we'll get into the Mets a little bit later on. We got Aaron Rodgers. Listen, I've heard sitting, not playing the preseason games. We'll get into that conversation. Malik Nabers, dude's going to be a stud this year. Is he? Is he going to break records? I keep on hearing a lot of different things. We'll get into that conversation. And then the Mets obviously won another game, put them closer to a playoff spot. Paul Blackburn makes his debut. We'll get into all that and more. 888-808-1019. Hit me up there or at Hoff, WFAN.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.